Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, motherfucker.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Friday. Oh, what's that? I'll say it again. It's Friday.
Yay.
July 31st, 2020. A whole bunch of bells on that one.
It's a good day.
Uh-huh.
Damn right it is. Jimmy Jack.
Yeah.
Paige.
Yes.
Fat Boy.
Hello.
Freaking me.
How are you today on a Friday?
It is good. Let me do the weather because I understand no farming happened yesterday because I didn't do the weather.
No.
So I'll tell you that today we're looking at partly sunny skies. It's about half and half. High of 93. Some showers in the evening. Right now, clear in 75.
Time and weather brought to you by Studio Inario.
Well, yeah.
When a good time goes bad. The old phone gimmick. So what's up?
We're just hanging out with you guys.
Hit you with one of them.
Come in here early on a Friday morning. I'm ready to go, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's the highlight of his day.
Coming here ready to go. But it's so weird how in 3 hours, what? Not even. Well, yeah, even. 3 hours and like 50 minutes, you'll be like, man, I'm ready to go, man.
I'm always ready to go.
Always ready to go.
Yeah, always ready to go. I didn't do much yesterday.
No.
You can imagine during the pandemic, there's not much to be done.
Well, you know, again, depends on who you are. It's, you know.
Being me, there wasn't much to do.
Yeah. Is that some noise or, okay, it's your elbow.
Yeah, it's
I thought you were ever ripping.
No.
Not again.
Yeah. I watched old South Park, and I looked up to see that those guys are worth, combined between them, $1.3 billion.
Why'd you just say that out of the blue?
Because I thought it was interesting.
That's what you did yesterday.
That's what I did yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's what I did. $1.3 billion between them. And it's built off an empire like a talking turd and a stone towel and Hitler singing O Tannenbaum.
And a binary mother and father.
Yeah. Yeah, and Satan singing it's Christmas Time in Hell. And Mr. Garrison singing Merry Blankin' Christmas.
Well, don't forget America.
Yep, yep.
And they had to make like 30 grand off basketball.
Oh, yeah, man. I love basketball.
I used to own it on DVD
before, man.
I had a yard sale.
I haven't watched it in many years, but I've seen it many, many times.
Well, I had a yard sale once that, boy, I just like. It's kind of one of them yard sales where it's like you put it all out there.
Stuff.
It ain't going to go back in the house.
Yeah.
It's going to go to a thrifty store.
Yeah.
And when someone would ask and then they would counter, no matter usually what it was, I was like, take it. Take it with you. You need a bag for it? Take it with you.
That's what I was thinking. You probably can't have a yard sale because you'll have a line of people because somebody wants to haggle over one item.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just, okay,
just
man.
Give me the quarter and go on. We're not
no.
giving me 10 cent off a 25 cent item.
Quarters, those are 40 cents if you're interested.
Yeah.
I'm selling quarters for 40 cents today at my yard sale.
Mm-hmm.
Aluminum cans.
Yeah.
Double.
Dang it.
Double spot rate.
You know what Pawn Stars did to people? Gave them the power to negotiate.
Yeah.
Them and American Pickers.
Well, it's not. Pawn Stars didn't just give people the right to negotiate. It gave dumb people the right to negotiate.
Yeah. But
I come from a family of.
Then again, flea markets.
Doing yard sales every other weekend at Poe Mill to. My grandma had the best idea in the world. She got sawhorses out in her front yard.
Hey, grandbaby.
Big pieces of wood. My grandpa got that, obviously. And made like huge tables for the clothes. Mm-hmm. And she just pour the clothes on there, like big old heap of clothes.
Yeah.
People get out there going through it.
Oh, my aunts had luggage racks for clothes, like actual clothing racks on wheels, like aluminum racks on like the, from a store somewhere that they would put their clothes on when they did yard sales.
Yeah. But I knew you never if they say five, you offer three and you're gonna pay four.
Yeah.
Usually.
Sometimes they'll just take the three, and then you're like, man, I should have gone two.
But if you go to a yard sale or a jockey lot, do you not haggle? Unless it's like a...
Depends on what it is.
I mean, you can't haggle.
They won't do it.
You can't haggle at like the sausage dog stand.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird how you can haggle on some things, but like you're not gonna haggle at like the salsa and jam and jelly guy. Like if you're buying like pickled okra from that guy, you're not gonna haggle with him.
The Mennonite ladies with their baked goods, you're not gonna haggle
with
them.
But you can haggle on with the dog people who are selling puppies that probably got worms.
Yeah.
And then you can't haggle on pork rinds, but you can haggle on most things. But like you won't haggle with the people doing the airbrush shirts.
Yeah.
My headphones fell off.
No, absolutely not.
Well, I mean.
But you'll haggle with anybody just selling stuff, like selling junk on a table. But if they're burning your name into your leather belt, then you won't haggle with them. You'll just pay what they say.
Yeah. And, you know, haggle's the good way to put it because the way my family put it would be offensive to a lot now. And I didn't know it, the whole growing up kind of thing.
Yeah. Oh,
I did not know it.
Well, you know, you got to make your offer first, right? And then they counter. That's haggling. But if you make an offer, just say, I'm only going to give you cash $5.
A lot of times at the jockey lot, you got to ask them what they want for it first.
Yeah, but they don't.
How much you got?
That's where you got to be smart.
What you getting for that Sting Great American Bash action figure by Mattel?
Will they go back and forth with you? Some of those guys won't. They'll just look at you. Yeah. $50.
25. Will you take 20?
You go into Walmart and ask them. They'll take three for four.
Yeah.
I cough on it and get it for cheaper.
Yeah, but a lot of those people, I mean, you know, like that's an actual thing I bought was a wrestling action figure. Sting in the red, white, and blue Great American Bash when he won the title the first time.
Yeah.
So I remember the guy wanted 25. So I'm like, will you take 20? Yeah. That was his plan all along was to get $20 out of it.
Some
people's worth 25, so somebody just give him $20 bill.
Some people's home decor is like farmhouse chic. Nine is horror wrestling.
Yeah.
Chic.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't know about chic.
Farmhouse chic is farmhouse chic is a type of decorating style in houses. Yours is horror wrestling.
Yeah, I just don't know if mine qualifies as chic.
You wouldn't say whorehouse chic. Iron
chic, yes. Iron chic, yes.
Yeah. A giant painting of maniac cop hanging above the couch.
All right, cop.
Yeah. Maniac cop, Fatbo. You love it. Robert Zadar.
Yeah, some good movies.
Mm-hmm. First one's the best by miles.
Yeah,
what, three?
Yeah. Third one kind of sucks. Actually, it sucks real bad.
You should surround yourself with people, with things and people that make you feel good. So if you like that artwork of horror film, why not?
That's what I did.
If you consider it artwork.
I already did that.
Paige is making this after school special.
I know.
I'm saying that because I've been in his house.
I already got Harley Quinn's boobies on the wall. It's fine.
Yeah. Pat Boy, what's your home decor style? Is there one?
He don't know.
Yeah.
There has to be. My mom's is like Bible.
Mm-hmm.
There probably is. I don't know.
That's the way I am, too.
I don't know how that or feng shui works or any of that stuff.
Feng shui
I sit on the couch.
You put Nine's t-shirt in the corner of the room.
Yeah.
You got a couch and the television so I can watch programs and news.
It's bright red today.
It is.
That's good. You need red in every room if you're feng shui.
That's right.
I don't have a huge space, so.
I put a Washington's football team helmet in the corner.
Okay.
That's what I do. Ooh. It's more maroon, though.
Let the energy flow through your space.
Yeah.
Properly.
That's right.
It might be time to start moving some of that stuff. My uncle's a huge Redskins fan. like his whole life. He's got a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, you think it'll be collectible now?
Would it be?
No.
There's so much of it, dude.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, here's the thing. eBay doesn't allow certain items on there because they call it hate inferia, inferia, something like that. I don't know how to say it. It's stuff related to hate groups. So, like, you couldn't go in there and sell
it. Boy, they used to sell it all.
I know, man. They own some BS.
Well, they're just, they're publicly traded.
Yeah.
So, like,
Wall Street runs absolutely everything.
Everything.
You do.
Everything.
No, Wall Street.
And, you could maybe, I don't even know if you could put it on Craigslist. I mean, you could go to the Jockey Lot in Anderson and probably get rid of it.
Well, if I go to Iwana.
One of the outdoor ones.
Put it in Iwana.
Oh, man, I used to advertise wanted ball cards.
Every old redneck bought in Iwana once a week.
I would just put wanted ball cards. I wouldn't put a particular sport because I wanted to get all of them. And I remember this one guy, and I would put my parents' number in there. I was a kid, and he had hockey. And I don't remember what hockey cards.
What does that have to do with the story? Oh.
And I don't remember if it was my mom or my daddy won and said, he don't like them. He don't like them. And I think one of them said something to the effect of, he don't like the sports unless they play with balls. And when they would tell that story, it was always real funny. It wasn't just now when I did it. I apologize. he don't like a sport card unless they have balls. Like racing cards, I never really collected.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't like getting the eBay packs anymore because they show show pictures of the warehouse. Got all these sets. Got to go. You know, we'll do some random inserts. You pick it through everything.
Yeah, it's picked over by you.
Most likely.
Yeah, they're not going to give you anything real good.
I told you about something. The time I walked in there and saw a guy with the little mini digital scale out weighing them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I ran into him one time again. I hope he doesn't mind me saying this. At a Target, and he's a P1. And he said, remember that time you told that story about seeing the guy weighing the packs at Walmart? I was like, yeah. And he's like, that was me.
Huh?
Man, when I worked at Pepsi, there was a guy who he had a route, and he got with a card vendor. He met with him first before he put it out on the floor. And he did the whole thing where he'd measure the packs and, you know, weigh them and stack them up and stuff. Some of the skeeviest people you'll meet.
Skeeviest.
Are wrestling promoters and, you know, ball card hawkers.
Oh, yeah.
That whole business, man.
Yeah.
Bunch of liars.
Yeah.
Picking through the cards.
You like the radio business, but you hate the ball card business.
I could do without some of the people in it.
Which one?
Both.
Oh. Yeah. How much time you got?
Panini or Tops right now? Go.
Panini sucks.
Paninis are great. I love them.
Stickers.
Not the cards, the food.
Armpit Panini. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe that's ball cards. Okay. Do you want to draw straws, or do we want to figure out who's going to do this? Paige, you were not in here, but I don't want to touch it. I'm going to be honest with you right now. We got a box in the mail.
It's got anthrax on it.
Another mystery box.
I'll do it.
You'll do it.
I'll do it. I'll just tear it open.
Right. Why don't you want to touch it?
Because I don't know what is what. I don't know what is what. Well, I looked at the return address on it, and I don't recognize that. And I looked up the so-called company name on the internet, and there's not one called that.
Kind of heavy for the size.
Yeah.
It's heavy to this end. This end's light. This end is obviously heavy. It's heavy.
I wonder if it's our Marconi Award.
I'm opening it, if it's something good, I get to keep it, right?
Within reason. You got the Metallica stuff last time.
I had the beer.
Who's it addressed to, first of all?
All of us.
You also got the Canadian liquor.
Yeah. No, I didn't get none of that. Oh, because you didn't want that. Y'all don't drink whiskey like that.
I guess we don't.
Jack Daniels,
you said you don't. You said you drink beer, not liquor.
I think you decided.
I don't like beer. You got no knife.
Here.
Barney, no.
No.
Oh, okay.
You will end up living in a cave one day.
You know what?
With a two-way radio.
That's
well,
where
now
it all
I'm definitely
started.
Keeping it if it's good.
Fat Boy.
That's some nice tape on there.
Paige wants the tape, she says.
No, I don't want anything.
She'll do like, you should see my mama on Christmas. She'll sit there and after she gets her gift wrapping paper, after she unwraps them, she'll sit there and flatten out the boxes and the gift bags.
Oh, she'll keep it?
Oh, yeah. You'll get them back sometimes and you'll see where there's other gift tags on there. And I got one year from someone who'd passed away, and that was really, really weird.
Now, Matt, I want you to take this letter. It's clean, as far as I can tell, and be nice.
We didn't get scanning yet.
Be nice.
Oh, goodness.
I'm glad I didn't get
I'm going to lay my knife down right now.
You should. Hey, go ahead and put it in your pocket. You want to give it to me?
Can I read it and just not maybe say this?
Yeah.
Okay. This is not a routine at all.
No. Routine?
We just opened the box.
Hey, Rise Guys. I heard you guys like cherry vanilla Coke. I've been listening to your show for years, and you guys still get me laughing and ready for the day every morning, so I thought I'd say thanks by sending you these delicious cherry vanilla Cokes and some masks from the company that I work for.
The masks look nice. I got them over here still.
I hope he works for Spirit of Halloween.
No, awesome. They're like surgical type masks.
Can we sell them?
No.
Get the label fixed, because that said it wasn't a real company.
Walmart sells them? Why can't we sell
We're
them?
A small company out here on the border of blankety blank. And I think it would make okay. It's and he's going real. On to sell us on the, I got one of those, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll pass them down.
Not those. I'll trade that for one of those. No. Anyway, enjoy the Cokes and stay safe out there. P1, P.S., I don't have a P1 name yet, but you guys can call me Russ. And check out our website.
Thanks,
That's
Russ.
That's pretty nice.
That's very generous of you.
You know, Russ, appreciate you listening to the show.
No.
But you know when your wife says that you half-ass listen? And you say, "Bull, I heard you when you said that, honey." And she's like, "No, you half-ass listen."
That happens sometimes in life.
We have masks here. And we didn't need to waste sending these. We have masks here.
Well, that's what he does for a living.
He's working a bit.
Well, yeah, these are nice.
These seem nicer than the ones we have here.
To the homeless.
These seem much nicer than the ones we got.
Those look good.
I mean, they, you know, I know he wants us to maybe say this small company name and all that. I mean, I can't.
Shouldn't anyway.
I can't legally. I mean, I can't.
Plus, if they're selling masks, I'm making a killing right now.
If you hadn't sent us anything and just said, "Hey, what's up?"
Yeah. Then
we could, but you've exchanged a gift of masks.
Mm-hmm. We can't say.
And these drinks. Mm. You shouldn't have done that, though. But thank you.
Thank you very much.
On behalf of Paige, you like cherry vanilla Coke?
I do.
On behalf of Paige. Fat Boy does not, I know.
Yeah, I don't appreciate it.
And Nine loves them. Right?
Yeah, right.
Are you like cherry vanilla Coke Zero?
No, I mean, that one tastes better. I just, you know, try to avoid all the sugar and the high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah. So. Okay. Well, that was cute. Well, if anybody else out there is listening, I still cannot find cherry Coke Zero.
You must not go anywhere.
Every gas station has it.
Like tons of people.
I don't go in the gas stations. And in the gas stations, they only have them those size. They only have them those size.
There's a gas station on my way home that I'm going to tell you a secret. The last 3 days I've stopped at this gas station, and I've gotten cherry Coke Zeros 2 for $3, 20 ounce.
Well, then why didn't you buy me 4 for $6?
Well, I'm going to bring them to you. I just forgot them this morning.
I don't like them in
I'm bring you half of them.
Is it not fair to say that like there's maybe a certain beer that you prefer in a can versus the bottle?
Oh, yeah, man. Dr. Pepper's much better in a can.
That's the way I feel about Cherry Coke Zero. I like it in the can. Mm-hmm. Now I'm not
I like
gonna,
it better in the bottle.
I'm not going to BS you here. I have 4 mini cans.
Mm-hmm.
I gripe about this enough, and people are on the lookout for me. But a friend of Caitlin's got me a 6-pack of little tiny cans, like hotel room cans.
Oh, yeah, okay, like the 8-ounce ones?
Like kid cans?
Yeah. Big enough.
Kid cans.
It is if you drink 4 of them.
I got 4 left. I drank 2 with dinner last night.
Oh, okay.
Because it's like you stack them on top of each other, size of 1.
2's a pint, yeah.
What'd you say? Did you tell her that these ain't big enough?
No.
Beggars can't be choosers, man.
No. Like, I thought about taking a picture of it and just holding it, saying, "Finally," and then people would say, "God, his hand's huge." But then it would it would throw a dampening on the alert of, please look for this for me.
They'd be like, oh, he got some.
Oh, he got some. There. Don't need me to look for it.
Well.
Can I
there's
say
a
so
shortage on aluminum.
You?
I get it. There's not a shortage on cherries.
Can I share a thought? It might be volatile. I feel like you know this stuff's everywhere out there, but you want people to get it for you.
Like for free?
Like bring it to you.
Jesus
like,
no, Christ,
like
no.
Even if you paid them, just like to, you know.
No, but it's like I've told several people that like I really know like really, really well that have taken pictures of it and sent it to me. The last two times that I've went to places outside my back and forth route from work, they've not been there by the time I got there.
Mm-hmm.
So I truly, I mean, I'm not to the point where I'm like sitting here, oh, I got to have it. But I'm not going to drive to freaking Pelzer where it might be when I get there, and it ain't.
What about East North Street?
I'm going to end up flipping it off like I did on social media the other day. East North Street?
Yeah. That same store that had some last week said they still got a bunch of it.
They said that?
Yeah.
This is what happens. When you mention it, people text in like 80 places within 2 miles that have it.
All right. I'm going to start an app. Cherry Coke Zero Finder. Anyway, FOF line.
I want the app.
Thank you. The FOF line, we're going to get to that today, 864-241-4318, 864-241-4318. Fatboy did play a small portion of it for us. Well, that was off the air.
Yeah,
that
was
in the office.
Yep.
This one's going to be hellacious. It really is.
Yeah, it is.
Feel free to call that, 864-241-4318. And then regular call us, 1-800-774-0093. Text us, 72341, the CVM text line.
Or feel free to social media with us, facebook.com/RiseGuys, at The Rise Guys on Twitter, at The Rise Guys on Instagram, too.
Yeah, so there we go. Paige, what is up in the place?
All right. After his pizza delivery shift, a pizza guy says he didn't think that this act was illegal in his own car. I'll tell you what got him in trouble next in your Rise Guys headlines.
He didn't think it would be illegal in his own car.
Probably
smoking.
Good answer.
Like, could you imagine? All right, show me smoking.
Especially with a mask on.
Well, yeah, but, well, that too. But, you know, you don't want to get a pizza and it smell like cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you ordered it that way. All right, we'll get to that next in your Rise Guys headlines. It's Friday. Yay!
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Download and listen free on your phone.
93.3.
The Planet Rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige. And her big old hoo-has.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
All right. Feeling good for a Friday. Well, there is a pizza guy who worked at Hungry Howie's Pizza franchise. And after he was done, he decided to take some time and do this act in his own car. And he didn't think it was illegal.
There's a Hungry Howie's in Malden. This guy didn't work for that one, though.
No.
Dude, there used to be one in Berea.
Yeah. The crust's good. All the stuff they do on the crust is nice.
Yeah. They should just be Hungry Howie's bread store.
I don't know why I made that noise.
That was a very hearty, agreeable
laugh. It was.
Yeah.
All right. So here's the story. This is how it goes. On Tuesday night, a woman in Fruitland Park, Florida. You ever been there?
Mm-mm.
No.
Pulled into a spot next to a 1996 Honda Civic and this was in a convenience store parking lot. And she looked over and noticed the guy inside the car was going to town on himself, if you know what I mean.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. And the woman turned out to be an off-duty cop.
So she masturbating.
So she took down his license plate and called the on-duty cops and they tracked the guy down. 22-year-old Stephen Donovan at his house, and he admitted what he was doing. And his excuse was he thought it was legal to pleasure himself in his own car.
Now, how the hell did that phrase become that, going to town?
I don't know.
Is that in the story that it says he was, or is that just you adding a little fruitful language to it?
I'm not going to really go into the graphic details, so.
Please.
Well, he had his penis in his hand,
okay.
According to the off-duty cop.
I'm not buying the whole hand.
And he was going in an up and down motion. So one could assume that that's what was going on.
Going to town on himself.
I just don't know how that phrase became that. Like, yeah. And it's popular. A lot of people say
it. I was saying going to town on himself. Yeah, they say that. Yeah.
What are you doing this afternoon, Grandma? I'm going to town.
I know.
Like in downtown or like?
So everybody thought you're going to town to, you know, have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was going to say, like, when I was in the delivery driver business, I would sometimes get, when I would go to the gas stations, I would purposefully drink Gatorade just for the use of the bottle later.
Yeah.
To pee in. Yeah. But never did I ever, you know, do a Fat Boy, I mean. Sure. But if you were not touching food, you were only touching hot tubs.
Yeah.
I mean, I took a lot of dumps going down the road. If that's what you mean.
Right, while he was driving.
Yeah, well.
I had to pull over. I didn't master that skill.
What did the phrase pleasuring oneself, like when you hear like pleasure, you don't, like the word pleasure, I don't instantly think of masturbating. But then when you say he was, not Paige didn't say it, but you know, people say pleasuring himself. Why is that just always associated with masturbating? Why can't it be he was sitting there drinking a bunch of beer, watching his favorite football team play? Won't happen this year.
Because you can just say those things, right? Like, you can just say those things in any company, and it's not offensive. But if you talk about, you know, in certain company, they might be offended.
To make matters worse, this was after work, and he was watching. He thought that he would relax by watching some porn.
In the parking lot?
In the car, which was registered to his girlfriend.
Oh, no. Is that cheating, Paige? No.
Well,
it's up to her.
It's up to her to decide. It depends on if she wants out of the relationship or not.
Yeah. So stupid.
He apologized to his girlfriend and told her that he was just a little horny and he was watching porn after his delivery shift, so
yeah.
If she excuses that, that's up to her. He's been charged with misdemeanor exposure of sexual organs. I mean,
we should have that, like some Wrigley Field organ music to play anytime Paige does any sexual organs stories.
Now, can I ask you a question? Have you ever been caught doing something like that by your significant other? And what was your excuse? Or what did you say? Is it acceptable? Do you have to excuse that behavior?
No. By my significant father, yes.
Yes.
I was caught.
That's when you got stabbed in the hand.
Through
almost,
the window.
Almost. Yes. I was going to town on myself in my bedroom, high school age, and I just happened to look out of the corner of my eye, and my daddy was looking right at me and as he stood in the front yard, weed eating.
Oh, no, because you should have been out there doing it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how
he was weed whacking. Matt was just minus the
yes.
weeds.
Yes.
He must have been mortified. I can't fathom how I would feel if my mother ever caught me doing anything like that.
Well, the rest of the story was we go to Fats that night. There was one of the poppy seed rolls.
Yeah,
left.
Delicious.
This was when they were much bigger, and I went for it, and my daddy went for it at the same time with a fork.
Oh goodness!
At my hand.
Yes.
And said, "That's my roll, boy." And I said, "Come on, daddy." Says, "I could put you under this table with embarrassment right now. That's my roll."
Oh yes. Well played,
and
sir.
What's weird is my mama, being as nosy as she is, never said, "What do you mean by that, Phil?"
Oh, she probably already knew then.
What if you would have said, "You talking about me blanking off, Daddy?"
Oh, you think she looked at him and gave him the eyes?
Oh, she would have. She would have been dying to know. She already
we
knew.
We never thought about that.
Yeah,
say no more. Say
you think
no
she's
more.
Ever going, doing her hand gestures?
Yeah. No.
That's our boy. Yep.
Maybe she was doing it over the shoulder like our old boss.
Oh, my gosh.
Doing this.
That would never happen.
Oh, man.
All right.
That was very embarrassing. Yeah.
Well, you lived to talk about it, so that's good. All right, so there's a thing now. Hot dog Rice Krispie Treats are a thing, which there's a website called Vulgar Chef. They just released a new recipe for this disgusting thing.
Okay, so it's not being released by whoever owns Rice Krispies.
No, because if you look at the pictures, it may just want to get you vomiting real quick.
Yeah, that's...
I mean...
Jimmy, you enjoy what we'll call, you know, stony food.
I like good food.
wild food.
Yeah, this thing has relish and ketchup and mustard on it.
Yeah, on top with chunks of hot dogs mixed.
This looks foul. I can see like the salty of the hot dog with the sweet Rice Krispie treat thing. That would be appealing to some people.
Mm-mm.
But you start putting ketchup and mustard and relish on it. I don't even like that stuff on a hot dog.
That's not going to stay in your body long. That's going to come right back up.
I don't know that I'm going to get it in my body.
No.
I make chili cheese Rice Krispie treats before I eat that.
That just looks gnarly.
I'm going to Ralph it up.
Hmm.
I'm bringing Ralph back.
You should.
We got to get Jimmy to bring in this rock and roll magazine he found at his house. Bring that in Monday or biker magazine or whatever it is.
Rock and roll is cream.
Well, what year was it from?
82.
1982, and it lists the top 10.
They call it street phrases.
Street phrases.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Of 1982. And Ralph's not one of them.
No, maybe that was before Ralph.
It might be.
Maybe that was before Ralph and before you're giving people Melvins.
Yes. Do kids of today say, hey, excuse me, I'm going to go barf? Do they say barf?
I don't think so.
Oh, come on.
Do they just say throw up now?
Puke.
Throw up.
Yeah, there's no R in there. I think they use the R.
I got to go vomit.
I always thought spew was a good one.
I got to go blow Chunks. Really? Who's he?
Stop.
Up, Chuck.
Rise Guys Headlines, styled Coconut. By Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are Rise Guys Headlines.
Up, Chuck, Coconut. Thank you, Paige.
You know, the old people would sometimes put a CK on the end of it. Vomic.
I've never heard that.
Oh, yeah, man.
That's probably something Uncle Leard would do.
Ain't Fanny. Close.
Well, all right. Same family, at least. Same bed, too.
Mm-hmm.
Fat Boy, what's up in the sports hole?
So the ACC a couple days ago announced their football plans for the fall. The SEC just did the same damn thing. So we'll tell you what they said coming up.
All right. What that means for the state of South Carolina and sports. We'll get into that next with Executive Aldous right after this. Morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
No better way to start your day.
93.3.
The Planet.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
So the SEC came out and said, look, we don't want the ACC to get all the attention. Here's what we're going to do in the fall. They're going to start their football schedule September the 26th. They're going to have a 10-game conference-only schedule. They're going to keep the divisions, and they're going to figure out who they're going to play cross-division rivals.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, it means for the first time in a long damn time, there will be no Clemson versus South Carolina football game.
Man, people can't handle this.
Right. This is the first time since John Heisman, correct?
Yep. And Jeez. He was only there for, what, a couple years?
Maybe like 113 years or something.
There are people. I mean,
what is happening to our traditions?
You thought Gamecock fans would, I don't know, maybe feel some kind of reprieve about it, but they were upset that, you know, the game's not going
to
happen.
I kept seeing on Twitter that South Carolina was the only SEC school that wanted to keep the in-state rivalry games.
And I think Clemson lobbied for the one non-conference game in the state to try to keep this one on to the ACC.
Well, of course.
A lot of people were trashing the SEC.
I think they should.
Because you don't have Florida State, Florida anymore, Georgia Tech, Georgia.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're scared. I mean, I'm saying that as a Gamecock fan.
This could be like, I don't want to say it's the future of college football. You definitely don't need the NCAA.
No.
Because they haven't stepped in on any of this.
No, they have nothing to do with any of this. They're just cashing checks.
Yeah. Criminal organization.
Yeah. Racketeering.
Well, it's almost, I don't want to say here, trash the government every single day, but like it is kind of like the government. Like, hey, we're going to send in troops. No, you are not. Okay, fine. Pull them out.
Yeah, I know. Like
it's
that.
Like you're the governing body, but you're not governing the body. You're letting the arm decide what the arm's going to do, and the right arm's arguing with the left arm. Let's be a body.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to get off on a tangent, but that's one thing I'll agree with Trump with. If you can't control your own city, then here come the people.
Yep. Me and Fatboy agreed for once.
No, so you don't have to be American to be American. You can be un-American if you want to.
You ain't got to cuss with your hat to say it.
December the 19th will be the title game.
Constitution don't mean nothing in here.
Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. Hey, man. People don't know how to act.
Did you say amen?
Dang near.
I'm going to go that far.
Yeah. All right, look. That's what I heard. I heard amen.
This is something funny. I can't play the clip because the audio is not that great.
Oh.
And at 57 years old, he's still got quite a mouth on him.
Mike Tyson?
Nope. Oh. Mike Jordan.
Oh.
Mm-hmm, okay.
The one we talked to yesterday or the real Michael Jordan?
The real one.
Is he also flipping the blank out about the Clemson-Carolina game?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
He don't care.
Yeah, because even the basketball or the football rivalry up there doesn't mean anything with any of those, right?
Duke, North Carolina,
NC State, none of that, right?
It's usually a game for last place.
So mm-hmm. North Carolina doesn't know how to play the game of football.
Well, they're getting a little better.
Come on, roll with it.
They've had some great football players come through UNC over the years. They always have like some really great football players on that team.
Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Had a bunch of them.
Others?
A whole bunch of them.
Others.
Lawrence Taylor, Julius Peppers.
It'd be a fun ring of fire to do, like on your football show if you do it. You name a school and then pick the sport, and you got to go ring of fire on it before mm-hmm. you forget.
So,
who's the DT who played with Peppers? Sims?
Ooh, I don't remember.
I don't know.
Is that the one that showed him where the classes were?
I think so.
So, Michael Jordan, now this says he just shows up at an undisclosed location, joins in a pickup game. And I saw the video. Jordan, either I don't know if he's going half speed or if that's his full speed now, but these guys aren't that good, so he's out there kind of making his way with him. He's waxing them up and down.
Yeah.
He tells the guy, "Do you got YouTube? You need to look up Michael Jordan for real." Now, I don't. Obviously, these guys know who Jordan is, but just the fact that he would just show up somewhere and he's dressed up to play.
Was he gambling money on it?
Not that I see. Not that anybody said anything in the story, but, people were filming it. Jordan looks slow. I think I could score on Jordan, according to this video I saw.
He's been playing ball for 40 years.
Yeah.
Off and on.
But, that's the thing. Say you meet Jordan when he's 80 and you score on him. It doesn't matter. It's like you could have knocked out Ali, Matt, but you didn't do it.
I wouldn't have knocked him out. No. I could have beat him in arm wrestling. we were arm wrestling, and he let me win.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been the a-hole that knocked out Ali.
Maybe he didn't let me win, though. I mean, it was right at the beginning of the Parkinson, so maybe I really did beat him. Maybe it wasn't one of those things where he let me win.
Would you want to beat him, though?
Yeah.
He's a champion.
That'd be a great story to tell.
That's it, man. We get up out of here. Jordan just stops and plays a pickup game. That's odd.
I mean, he's trying to be the Bill Murray of sports. I think that's great. If I was Tiger Woods, I'd roll up on a golf course and, be a huge fish in a small pond. That'd be great.
Just hang out at the driving range.
Yeah. Let me show you how to hit that ball.
I'm a huge fish in a small puddle.
I'll say that real quick. They're talking about the NBA players having stuff to do. So they got a pond out there that the NBA stocked full of fish. So the guys can guarantee to catch a fish when they go out there.
Oh, everybody gets a trophy. Yeah. Everybody gets to play in the NBA Finals.
Those Jesus egos, Christ. Man.
All right. Shame on you, SEC. Shame on you. I'll say that.
Dumb bastards.
Wouldn't it be even more fun next year in a way?
Yeah. I mean, from the Clemson side of it, honestly. Because they usually win.
Yeah, but that's Lawrence isn't going to leave this year. He'll be back next year.
We'll see.
Right?
I don't know what we're talking about.
Well, Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, yeah, he's gone.
He's done, right?
He's so gone.
He seems done, but he might come back.
What? He's going to be in the draft this year?
Next spring.
Upcoming, yeah.
Holy crap.
He's going to be like a top two pick.
Yeah, but he'll still have 1 year left of eligibility.
He should play.
Why? You already got a national
championship. Don't use the football stadium to get engaged and not actually go play for the team. My Lord.
Well, he's going to play this season coming up.
Well, okay. That's what I just asked.
Yeah.
But he will play this year.
But maybe not next.
But he'll never play the Gamecocks again.
No.
But she'll want him to go to the pros, immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Smart chick. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. More Rise Guys. Oh, I got to tell you something that, screw it. I don't have a good tease for you.
Oh, you got great tease.
Well, thank you. I'm putting away the guitar. I'm not giving up on it, but I got a new hobby that I might be seeking out.
Okay.
And I might need some assistance.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But it's something that I think one person in the room may know something about, and they can help, and many others will be as well.
Okay.
All right. Was that a good job at planting seeds?
Oh, yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
All right, good.
All right, we'll take a break. More Rise Guys right after this. Good morning, everybody.
The Planner, the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the craziness of the show, man. It's just insanity.
That is just funnier than anything out there.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's funny, and it's the best show on the radio.
Weekday mornings.
93.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.